Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We'll get to our headlines this third hour of the program. Those are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. As your Miami Marlins, they will be back at it today. 6:40, fresh off their sweep of the San Francisco Giants. Marlins are on fire.
Yes, they are. Fun to watch.
They will be overtaken by Scots today at the ballpark, as that has become the rallying ground for Scotland as they get ready for their World Cup matchup. That's going to be crazy. Looking forward to seeing that tonight.
Since the U.S. has already moved on to the knockout stages, do you think they sit a lot of guys for their last match? Never mind. Sorry.
Why is he asking these things? I
know Christian Pulisic probably won't play because he's banked up. I'm going to just go out and say it.
Agreed.
All right. Moving on.
What was the need for that?
I was just spitballing, curious. I was just curious. And my curiosity, I ask questions of my friends. To my friends. But you look at me in disgust. Like, I don't know.
Neither do we. That's the whole point.
All right. All right.
Hands of Davy says baseball and fun to watch does not belong in the same sentence or same statement. I disagree. Baseball is fun to watch, and it flies now. That's the other thing. You know, baseball used to be killed for being boring and long. Baseball, like, you go to the fridge for a ham sandwich, you come back, it's the fifth inning. Like, you know, it's flying right these days, baby. It's going boom, boom. One of the fastest sports going. You got these timeouts left and right at the end of the NBA games. Football takes forever. Baseball is humming. It goes fast. The robots are taking over. It's a breeze.
I tell you what, they're getting good on these damn challenges too. Especially the catchers. Like, most of the time they're right. Hitters.
I saw hitters are the worst at it. Hitters are like, I saw one yesterday. I was watching while I was waiting for Uruguay to get going on Peacock, was also randomly Diamondbacks Twins. And one guy in the Twins, like, he challenged one. It was literally right over the middle of the plate. I'm like, dude, what? Like, are you not embarrassed when that comes back? Like, I look at some of these things and I'm like, hey, Australia, when you act like that, like you got shot by a sniper and you never got touched, are you not embarrassed by that? Arkansas State, when you trust fall on the field, are you not humiliated by that? But when you say, I'm going to challenge that, and it's literally right down the plate for all to see, do you go to your manager and you just like, sorry about that one. I was in my feelings. How do you handle that? Mm-hmm. Crazy, man. The Panthers, they traded for Brady Tkachuk yesterday. That's what Bill Zito does. He gets stuff done. They put 3 first-round picks in the deal. They dealt the number 9 pick. They got 25 from the Seattle Kraken, and then they also put in a future first-round pick. And Brady Tkachuk joins his brother down here in Sunrise as the Cats are loading
That's
up.
That's going
to
be cool.
On the goalie front, there still isn't anything new out there, but people are pessimistic that Sergei Bobrovsky is back. I saw that I think it was Elliot Friedman, Hockey Insider, was like, I'm hearing it's unlikely he returns. So certainly that is the biggest hole the Cats have to figure out right now, is who is going to be between the pipes for them. Bob Zeal is officially done on the 1st, so we'll see what happens with that. But he is... you know, we've seen some big numbers thrown out there. Does getting the acquisition of Brady Tkachuk change anything for anybody? We'll have to see. But certainly Bill Zito was ready to wheel and deal. That's what he does. What a day and age where who would have thought? I mean, years ago that the Panthers would be the most attractive destination in their respective sport, and the Miami Heat couldn't trade for a star if they tried. I mean, it's like what crazy times are we living in? From the times of the Big Three, when you had Jaromir Jagr over here doing retirement tours, and now we're in a position where the Panthers are the ultra destination, and the Miami Heat are like, you guys like the Sioux Falls Skyforce? Look, it doesn't matter to me. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to watch no matter what. I keep telling you guys that. I mean, I'm sitting here. I'll be excited for Jovic if you want me to be excited about Jovic. You know, I'll watch Eurobasket, but I don't know what that's going to do for the rest of you guys who, you know, want some, as Dwayne Wade put it, some buzz to this team. I mean, the buzz is completely fizzled out if they don't pull off this Giannis thing. Because you know they're not going to go after John Morant. They don't have the stones. They don't got the stones to go after anybody with baggage. This is like the one guy, oh, we'll go after Giannis. Will they take a risk on somebody? No shot. They don't do it. They won't do it. You know? They'll go give a 2-year deal to Jakachonis. Schmeathen says, don't worry, Tobin. They will swap intangibles. Dunkyard Dog is back. I saw that. I saw that, Detroit could be that the Detroit is got interest in Tyler. We knew that, but
yeah,
it appeared that Duncan Robinson might be part of it. Beef Stew might be part of it. Isaiah Stewart.
So what's crazy? What's crazy about all this is that you have interest in some of these players we're talking about with other teams, mm-hmm. yet other teams haven't been haven't been involved in this trade.
Well, we don't know that they haven't been involved.
Okay.
It appeared like the scuttle on Saturday was multiple teams were involved.
Right.
But now the word today from Shams is, no, this is going to be a straight up deal. Whomever he said it makes, maybe it expands into that. But if it gets done by the draft, it's going to be agreed to between two parties. Right. So we'll see where it goes from there. I mean, obviously the Heat do have to figure out what to do with Tyler Hero. That is going to be, you know, one way or the other. You know, the situation doesn't change. I mean, God, could you imagine they bring him back for the last year of his contract? They tell Norm, like, what do? You tell Norm to take a hike, obviously. You can't bring them both back. I mean, that would be insanity. But I guess nothing could put it, but like, could you imagine if the Miami Heat are like, yeah, healthy season of Norm, healthy season of Tyler, run it back. I mean, yeah. just, you know, do yourself a favor. Don't do that, Miami Heat. All right. If you're going to bring, you can bring one of them back. You can't bring both of them back. Just so we're clear. Okay. Good talk. But if Duncan Robinson came back, I would like that. I love Duncan. Would he love to be back here? I don't know. I think Duncan kind of dug being somewhere else.
I think he would rather be somewhere where he can be Duncan. You know what I mean? Like, like there's certain players. Here's what I like about basketball. There's certain players we know they don't play lick of defense and it don't matter. And there's other players that are scorers that we complain about not playing any defense. So Dunk needs to get to a place where they understand who he is. Stop asking them to D people up and just go out there and make a bunch of threes.
Well, look, the way that we're moving, nobody's going to get moved. They'll just bring everybody back.
No, don't. They're like, we got time.
Yeah, we got time. We got time. We, you know,
a couple hours.
We got a couple hours. Do you think this drags into tomorrow?
Yes.
Ugh.
Yes, because I think.
So let me ask this scenario then.
Sure.
Like, let's just say that he do trade for Giannis. Do we cancel the draft show? Like, can I just know if I'm going to work tomorrow night or not? I want to know.
Oh, that's going to be the worst.
I want to know too.
What would be even worse?
Hmm?
Is if you're doing the show and they announce the trade before the pick and you've done a show on nothing.
Yes, but at least that will be. I'm more worried about
it. Could turn right into Giannis talk.
I'm more worried about the scenario of it being like 4 p.m. and it happens.
Oh, were you already pot committed?
Well, we already know, and I'm already been here. Like, if it happens on the show, that's fun. That's like breaking news. That's cool. But yeah. What did SDI said? He said that Anthony Chang is reporting what? Anthony Chang is reporting the Heat don't want to gut their roster. Same bleep, different year. Yeah, I don't. I mean, I look. I don't know what to do with that. If you're the Miami Heat, like,
right?
You're really gonna look at your all self in the mirror. I just want to be clear here. I love Pelle Larsson. I love Kasper Jokičonis. I love Nikola Jovic. I love Kalel Ware. I love these. I really enjoy watching these guys play basketball. You have a guy in Giannis Antetokounmpo who is a two-time MVP. He's a top 10 player in the league. All right. At his peak was top five.
Right.
You guys are really going to walk the Miami Heat. Pat Riley used to say, I'm not a big draft pick guy. You guys are going to look at yourselves in the mirror and you're going to say that a guy who's 20 years old, all right, who you barely scratched the surface with last year in Kasper Jokičonis, and Pelle Larsson, who is really good. I like Pelle Larsson, but he's like the quintessential role player.
Correct.
You guys find those under the couch. That used to be the Miami Heat. You know, Pat Riley found two things in his couch, loose change and shooters. Now, you're going to tell me that the difference between you getting Giannis is gutting the roster by giving those guys up? You've already gutted it. Like, you've parted with, hey, we're not keeping Kalel. That's, to me, he's the talent skyrocket that you have. Kaz, maybe. Maybe Kasper Jokičonis does become the next Goran Dragic. Goran Dragic took a long time to be Goran Dragic, guys. Took two stints on the Suns and a trip to the Rockets. You know, Kaz is 20 years old. You know, maybe he finds it this year. I don't know. Maybe he's like Dylan Harper this year. People are confident in him. But you only have so many of these guys to trade. Because, like, the only way... And then what are we going to do? We're going to do this dance again? Are we going to... Because the only thing that's going to give the Heat fan hopium then afterwards, and I'll be ready to be hurt, is if they don't do the Giannis trade, you get me Ja Morant just to distract me for a little bit. I need a shiny toy. And then we get the news that Joker doesn't opt in. Joker doesn't want to sign an extension, and then Joker might be a free agent next year. Right. That's the only thing that could lead you to some hope for next year. But I don't think that the Heat believe that Joker is going to be available. I think they think he's going to sign for a gazillion dollars.
And I also don't think that we should care about next year. We've been talking about next year for the last 5 years. Next year, next year, next year. Mm-hmm. So I don't think...
When you're right, you're right.
Even if the Heat had an inside track on Joker next year, but they couldn't say anything, that's a hard sell this year. When right. We've been doing this for the last 2 or 3 years.
You need something.
Right. Exactly.
You need something. But
Meathan said it perfectly. Mm-hmm. Nick's still cleaning confetti off the streets, and y'all talking about 2 years from now.
Do you see that Knicks fan who dumped the garbage on the street to take a can? Did you see that on Twitter? That's embarrassing behavior. Why are they the worst?
They were booing Wyndham Clark.
But you know, Nikola Rozjerovic says that sucks that Bam and Giannis have the same agent. Otherwise, Bam should be on the block. Yeah, they're not going to do that. That's the other thing is, like, when do they go to the... They're not going to trade Bam, obviously. Pat Riley said as much. It's going to be... That would have to be a Bam move. Bam would have to be like, you blew this.
Right.
And he'd have to demand the trade. Maybe that's best for all parties if they can't get this done. But I don't understand the gutting the roster. What are you gutting? A playoffless play-in team for three straight years? What's getting gutted? You're telling me that you having Giannis here on a team that, all right, so you get Giannis. Let's just say theoretically the Bucks accept your trade.
Yep.
You're telling me the difference between you being a good team next year. You couldn't find any replacement for Pelle Larsson and a 20-year-old point guard that's supposed not going to play. for a guy, because Giannis's window's now.
Right.
You're gonna re-sign
what, three top notch years?
Right. So if you're gonna re-sign, you're gonna get Giannis, you're gonna give him a gazillion dollars. All right. You'll probably have Bobby Portis or somebody like that here. Bam. Imagine Wiggins is gonna opt in. You sign Norman Powell, Davion Mitchell's already here. Jovic, because nobody wants him, he'll be here. Probably Keshawn Johnson, Myron Gardner. Like, and maybe you got, and you got 15 million on an exception to spend. What? You tell me you can't find a Pella, you can't find a Pella Larson in the exception range. You can't find anybody there. Like, do you guys think he's going to be Derek White? Like, I'd love to know. Like, what? Then what do you guys think those guys are going to be? I don't know. I think that you've already made the hard decision of the guy you're, like, let's be real about this. If we're going to do Jakachonis, Pella Larson, Kalel Ware, you've already come to terms with the guy you're trading who's probably going to be an all-star out of the three of those guys. And it's Ware, just in case you guys were wondering. So, I don't know. But I think this is, you know, if they can't get this done, we'll definitely be doing this dance again about, oh, this is, they were crazy. They were unreasonable to deal with. Yeah, it's always everybody else, dude. It always is. It's always everybody else. So, yeah, I don't know what, but I don't know when it comes to the, I don't know when it gets to the time where Bam would say enough is enough. I don't think that the year is this year, but I can't imagine it's many more years. We'll take a break. More to come. We're back after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, my guy.
Jennifer, I'll put you on.
Bro, you shaking a drink right into the microphone. Are you kidding me right now?
Crop list.
Don't ignore what I said.
I told Rebecca, if you need somebody to come take their earrings out.
Dude, just powering
Jennifer
through.
Lives 10 minutes away.
I got her.
Cool. You shake a drink right into the microphone? Are we having a stare off? Like, did I speak that in Portuguese?
I was just shaking it. I'm like,
what's wrong with you, though, dude? Like, why right in the microphone? Why? Why not mute yourself?
I wasn't aware. I wasn't paying attention.
I very clearly. Like, what is that? Are you being like, are you like a toddler playing hide and seek right now? Like, if you think that you cover your eyes, I can't see you. Like, what's going on here?
They always say you're sorry.
You're just ignoring the questions.
You did what you
no,
did.
No, what do you want me to say? My bad.
That would have been a nice start.
Okay. My bad.
They would have been words, not just looking longingly in the camera. Crazy. Anyway, weather, that's brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping keep your home and family safe when the storm rolls in. Visit tornadoroofing.com for a free roof and window estimate. Hey, you're already making noises. Why don't you go to the window plex? Tell us what's going on there.
All right. Nothing's really moving. A little cloudier than it was earlier. It's still got to be between 90 and 95 degrees. It's hot. It looks hot inside. Winds are light, 5 to 10 miles an hour. And I would expect a shower later on in the day. I got to tell you, the last few days, those showers at the beginning of the evening have been brutal. I think Saturday night, we got like 3 inches of rain over by us. So be careful out there in the rain.
It was well needed, though.
Yes. But you know what's crazy? It hasn't rained.
Where it's supposed to rain?
Right. It hasn't rained. And
So
the smoke has something to do with that, believe it or not. We were talking about that, and so we Googled it.
Oh, man. How are you feeling, Jennifer, with this whole Giannis search?
I'm very overwhelmed. This weekend was a lot. And, you know, just having to keep up with my weekend and then keeping up with this and then Twitter being down and stuff like that. Like every time I hear the ESPN app go off, like I go into pure panic.
Yeah. Were you excited yesterday about the Tkachuk trade?
Yes, I was. I literally found out as I saw Brittany yesterday.
She broke the news to you?
I was the one that reported.
Yeah, because I was so busy doing so much things that I didn't even look at my phone yesterday. So then when I get in the car with Brittany, she immediately breaks the news to me.
Like, did you see what got Brittany?
And then eventually my watch tells me, oh, hey, this just happened.
Yeah, I think the first person I told was Hockey Hornet. I was like, holy bleep, is this real? He was like, yeah. He's like, this is it. He was saying it had been in the works. Been in the works, but it that was a look at my phone for a while moment. I was like, whoa.
It came out of left field, honestly.
Yeah, and just all that action. I was like, man, Bill Zito, he's just sitting here on Father's Day. He goes, you know what? I'm gonna make something happen. Or apparently I don't know if it's real or not. I might have gotten got. But I saw somebody tweet out that the Tkachuks had a Father's Day cookout and that's where they found out.
Oh, that's kind of goosies.
Wow. That's nice.
You think the dad cried?
For sure.
He doesn't seem like he's a very emotional man.
I think that would make him emotional.
Didn't he cry during the Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
I feel like
that was like, you know how sometimes when you see athletes.
Did you cry yesterday when you let go of Rebecca?
No. I didn't.
Okay, well, 2 days ago, did you cry for Rebecca?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
Don't believe it. Yeah, you're lying.
I didn't. Like, me getting emotional doesn't mean crying.
I'm sure he was probably very emotional when he saw that both his sons are now in one state.
Arma says, I had to check multiple sources.
He slammed a beer?
Probably.
Right? Probably, yeah. They probably all shotgunned after that.
Two of them, to be honest.
Right. Like, some people just don't, like, tears don't always reveal their, you know, true emotions. Like, it doesn't always come out that way. Everybody thinks, oh, he's showing his emotions, he's crying. That doesn't mean you're not, that's just how you show emotion.
No one is saying that, Leroy.
Okay. He didn't cry.
You don't know that.
Okay. I think if he started tearing up, one of his brothers probably punched him in the junk. A Tkachuk doesn't do that.
I could actually see them saying that.
Yes! I'm telling you. Come on.
RMS says, when the Tkachuk trade happened, I had to check multiple sources before actually believing it. Same thing.
Yeah, that's the way it is now, right?
I was just like.
I have to call Tobin because I can't just go by Twitter. I get in trouble all the time.
Well, that's the thing.
And then I'm made fun of.
And ESPN was like super late with the like confirmation of it. So I was like.
ESPN told me after Britney.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think.
That's why I didn't know.
No, ESPN was probably like the third place you've seen it. You got to follow Canadian people. They got the skinny.
Well, because listen, you know who you follow? The people that are either going to be the happiest or the saddest or just good. Be done. And I don't know what Canadians didn't really like Brady. So they were probably good riddance. Kind of like when my man was sent to the Yotes.
For Hagee?
Morrell.
Oh, dude. I don't even think the Yotes would take him. we'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Hey, training camp dates are out. Everybody excited about that?
Oh my God, yes. So much fun. Yes.
Every time I hear training day camps are out, days are out, I think of how much later they started than I did.
The Miami Dolphins report to training camp. Rookies, July 21st, and vets, July 28th.
It's about a week.
They only got three of those games to deal with now.
We reported the week after 4th of July. But my rookie year, we had six preseason games.
Bro, that's so many preseason games. What did you do with all that nonsense?
All that nonsense. Camp. Like, now they go to camp. They go, like, I call it away camp. Where, you know, you're still in camp, but you get to stay at home. But when they stay, when they go away, like they do it for like 2 weeks now. Like my last year, we did it for like 2.5 weeks. When I was in camp, the first month you were in the dorm.
That's great. The Dolphins, by the way, for those who want to go see a joint practice, the one that'll be down here is on August 20th against the Giants. August 20th against the Giants. They have one also against Washington, but that's in Virginia where they train. So if you want to see a joint practice, August 20th will be the one down here. I assume that's going to be open to the public.
Ooh, show the kick, please. Jennifer has it.
Which kick?
I'm actually going over it right now to make sure there is no words in the background that should be muted.
You know? No words.
No words. Yeah.
Yes. Gotcha.
Thank you. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, you got to make sure no dumping needed. Although they might, you may still, I mean, Brittany, if Giannis is a Celtic in the next hour and 18 minutes, you're still going to need that dump button.
True.
So just be prepared. I mean, I'll try and keep it professional, but if I see that Brad Stevens has atomic wedgied Pat Riley once again, I can't be responsible.
I'll give you the pass on that one.
Thank you. So just you know, because I'm fully expecting him, you know, to take Pat Riley's lunch money and his chocolate milk.
I just want to know already. Like, I'm so annoyed.
Yeah, you know, this is show pony behavior. Just cut the act. I'm just ready to know.
And it better not happen tomorrow before the draft, because then that's just going to make me even more upset.
Yeah. Well, Shams is on McAfee. I was listening to him during the break, and he said he believes in the next 24 hours, but he's not positive. He's like, I can't guarantee it. But
well, because we all thought Giannis was going to get traded by the trade deadline.
Yep.
So
no,
I thought that was the Heat's best chance too. Like, I thought that with that it'd be so uncomfortable that Milwaukee was going to move on. I thought that was always the Miami Heat's best chance to get him, especially with they had more salaries to convene at this point, you know, and now it's become a pretty predictable deal. Now they did get the extra pick, but it doesn't seem like they value having a back end lottery pick that much as we thought that they would. So, you know, like, get ready to learn LeBaron Filan or somebody else, Cam Carr or somebody like that for the Miami Heat, and that's what we'll get ready for. But I do hope that, you know, I do hope that the Heat have a real soul-searching moment after all this is said and done, because, you know, there's just not these many guys who are available to really change the fortune of your organization
right
quickly.
Do you think the higher draft pick matters? Because when all the other teams are saying we have draft picks to sell you, nobody has a draft pick as high as the Heat's.
I would have thought that 13 as opposed to 27. Yeah, I would have thought that would have mattered.
Right. The other thing is like, is this draft as deep as they say? It might not be a big importance.
They say it's a decent draft. Like, the top, everybody is raving about the top four.
Right.
This is what I've done for my prep. Rave about the top four. Then there's a couple of bigs, but it's mostly then very much undersized guards who have a little bit of, guards that are very talented, but everybody's kind of got a flaw. Like, this guy's a little skinny. This guy's a little short. This guy right. can't shoot. You know, but they're all guys who've got a little something. It's just, you know, those high-scoring guards are kind of the most, you know, what's the word? The easiest thing to find in the league. This is not like a draft that's full of a bunch of pterodactyls of wings and things like right. that. And there's not a ton of bigs either. So
I think Jalen Brunson helped that.
Maybe.
Because people are going to start thinking, hey,
like, we could take a little
work. It could work. That's what happened with the short quarterback.
Yeah. We could maybe have that happen, but you know, I still think that if you're in Milwaukee's situation, the thing that's going to be strange is, like, where do they want to go from here? It is funny, though. I am watching. I assume that he's just trolling, but Kyle Kuzma has been weighing in on Twitter. Because,
great.
Yeah, exactly. Bill Simmons had come out and said that, like, part of the deal is you're going to have to take Kuzma in the trade. And then Kuzma put out, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 bomb emojis. Then he tweeted out, major announcement soon. And then he commented on a, he commented on one of those pages that said, Kyle Kuzma expected to be included in any Giannis trade as a Giannis tax per Bill Simmons. And he said, since when is a 6'9 wing who plays any role you ask, guards 1 through 5, shot almost 50% from the field and cares about defense, a throw-in, LOL. I'm pretty sure
it's Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure since you were a wizard, dude, I'm pretty sure that's the answer. Like, I'm not, I don't know exactly when the line of demarcation was, Kuz, but I'm pretty sure it was somewhere between LeBron sending your ass to Washington for Russell Westbrook. I'm pretty sure that's when you actually literally became a throw-in.
And we haven't,
probably should be careful,
and we didn't make you. We didn't make you that way. You did.
Breaking news, and then Shams is gonna be like, "Hey, Giannis and Kyle Kuzma are on the Heat. Hey, we'll see you at media day, buddy."
You scared me there for a second.
No, seriously, you're not allowed to say those two.
With a parody, I'm doing a bit. All right, trust me, you guys will know when I really know if he's coming to the Heat. You guys will know. All right, I think you guys knew what I was doing.
Yeah, but it's still. But like,
I was like, not. I was doing something else, and then you said, "I heard breaking news," and I just.
Then you guys must have had a hell of a weekend.
You don't get it.
You don't understand.
You're both. I gotta be. You both look very hungover.
No. It's not even that. We did not consume alcohol. It's
no alcohol was consumed.
So you're high as a kite.
Oh no!
I don't smoke.
Nobody here does that.
You can eat it now.
We don't do that either. We're just exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know what Twitter thing Lila is looking at right now, but he's definitely zoned out. Dude, what were you looking at?
You need to stop lying.
I wasn't looking at anything. I was actually looking at...
So you were looking at something?
No, I was actually trying to pull up Kyle Kuzma stats.
That is that's such a lie.
That's looking at something, though.
Look, I can't show you.
You know what? Give him a -1 for deception.
Dude,
I'm not.
You actually can't show us.
You're insane.
I was like, Kyle Kuzma, Leroy, like, what have you been?
Dude.
What?
I want you to look at me in the eye right now through this camera.
Look, come close.
And you're going to tell your friend.
Come close.
You're going to tell your friend. Look at me in that. Put those peepers right on the camera. Leroy. You swear to me on Zeus's life
that
you were looking at Kyle Kuzma stats and not your Twitter For You page.
He's crossing his fingers on his toes.
I was looking at Kyle Kuzma stats.
His toes are already crossed. He doesn't need to work on it.
If you say so.
Hey, Brittany, not necessary.
Mm-mm. You know it's not necessary scrolling Twitter while you're talking to
Zeus. I wasn't scrolling Twitter.
Yeah, okay.
I was not.
Right.
Looking at Kuz. So what was the stat that you had?
It wasn't because for some reason whenever I try to pull here's why. Whenever I try to pull something up, it never comes up. Like if I say Kyle Kuzma stats, and it'll give you like last year. I'm like, no, career.
Be more specifically, Roy.
I know. All right. So that's what I was trying to do before.
The first time you've looked up stats in the history of the show.
No, it's not. I always do.
When?
If it makes a point.
Oh, does it? Yes. Dade South says, stop using Ask Jeeves. Lycos.
Listen, but I've hit yes so many times that who knows where my computer goes when I...
And then instead, whenever he opens these pages too, instead of just like scrolling, he will go and take out one by one each ad that's on the screen. So that just makes him take longer.
Right. Because I want a clear page.
I can't deal with you.
How is he still employed is a mystery this world will never solve. I'm actually pretty knowledgeable about certain things in sports. You guys just don't listen.
I like the proud swaying of the chair after saying such thing.
Yeah.
That's what it was for me. It wasn't just a statement. It was the confidence swaying in his office chair that squeaks.
You got to be confident with it.
Okay. What are you most confident right now in sports?
I the most confident I am in sports right now.
Yeah, you heard what I said.
At this moment?
Yes.
He's just buying time repeating what you said.
Yep. No, because I'm trying to think at the same time. I don't want to just sit there and be quiet. God forbid I should think about something.
You mean God forbid you leave dead air on the radio?
Right. Right. Yeah. Only so that's why I'm just kind of bumbling.
Okay. I'll give you a commercial break to think about it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You know, I would never expect you to have an answer on your toes.
Yes, you would.
Yes, you would.
Because you would yell, "Why are you quiet?"
I would never expect you to immediately have an answer.
Why are you looking down, Leroy?
Because you're not looking things up.
I was looking up Kyle Kuzma's stats.
What'd you find?
I was.
What did you find? You know, you still never told us what you found.
No, I got off the page because everyone's making fun of me.
He definitely wasn't looking up Kyle Kuzma.
He was not.
My first thought was, why do we care about somebody who averages? Oh, let me.
I'm going to see your internet history for sure.
So do you have it up still?
No.
He said he exited it out because we were making fun of him. Like, what? Oh,
of course.
Because it wasn't bringing up the stats that I wanted, and I was tired of looking, so I just got out. You were with me when I was trying to do US Open leaderboard, how my computer just
went. Yeah, on what was it? What website was that?
I don't think.
US Today or
USA Today?
It was the craziest thing ever. He looked up a newspaper.
No, I just pulled up, it said US Open leaderboard, and I pulled it up.
You know, if you add ESPN to the search, it'll take you to ESPN.
Now I know.
Leroy, I love you so much.
Mind you, I'm confident about a lot of things in sports.
it happens.
Mind you.
You have the same camera.
Mind you.
Step away from the camera.
Step away from the Kuzma stats.
I can't step away from nothing I never had.
Sir, put the Kuzma stats down. Let's talk about this. You're going to be all right.
All right.
Don't worry. Pat Riley is going to go get us.
Wow. 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 It's impossible for Leroy to be up on his toes. He would literally be sideways.
That's a point.
Really?
We'll take a break. Final hour coming up. Back after this.